A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that really mean? At Ritual, we have very high standards for what clean really means. Like for our best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and GMO-free. It features key mom-to-baby ingredients like folate for neural tube support, choline for baby's brain development, and omega-3 for brain and vision support. But our high standards don't stop there. All of the ingredients in our essential prenatal multivitamin are sourced through our made traceable supply chain, so it's clear where they come from and why they're there. Because clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Shop Ritual for the support you deserve with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that really mean? At Ritual, we have very high standards for what clean really means. Like for our best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and GMO-free. It features key mom-to-baby ingredients, like folate for neural tube support, choline for baby's brain development, and omega-3 for brain and vision support. But our high standards don't stop there. All of the ingredients in our essential prenatal multivitamin are sourced through our made traceable supply chain, so it's clear where they come from and why they're there. Because clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Shop Ritual for the support you deserve. With 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host
of the aforementioned podcast.
Boom. Boom. And alongside me is my lovely wife, co-host, over CFO, overall, I wouldn't call you a stay-at-home mom, but overall great gal who is on edge, and so am I. This is going to be a doozy.
Buckle up, backseaters.
Where are we at? We're in Public Square, above Public Square Coffee House in downtown La Mesa, alongside Andy, Laura, our producer. We're off the rails already. Guys, thanks for tuning in. I've been gone for on and off for the better part of 3 weeks. A couple little visits back here and there.
Mm-hmm. We're thriving. But you're home for Christmas.
And the household is showing
Christmas.
It. Reentry is very hard whenever people ask about travel. It's
hard when you leave. It's hard when you come back.
I think it's the actual day-to-day, like the day of me being gone is less hard than the day of me returning. Now, it's better when I'm home, obviously. I'm not saying it's best when I'm gone. And the longer...
The longer the trip,
the kind of bigger the explosion, you know.
When you return. Yeah, it can be really hard the day before you leave.
It's also hard before.
You never know.
Well.
We have essentially two teenagers and an almost teenager in the house. It's a hard season of life.
Well, it's also a hard season right now. You know, the holiday season.
Yep.
And it's very busy. So anyways, thanks for squeezing us in. I hope that I hope that you're wrapping presents. I hope that you're icing out your spouse who you're fighting with and you put on your noise canceling headphones and you went into a different room. I hope that you are squeezing in a walk.
I haven't squeezed one of those in 3 weeks.
Yeah. I hope that you are
you're sitting in your car.
I hope that you snuck. Yeah, definitely in the car. That video got 30 million views. I hope that you have just left the family gathering and you're having a cigarette.
That's my favorite moment. Go ahead.
Outside the grocery store. that you grew up going to as a kid? Your favorite moment is smoking. Mel doesn't have a cigarette. Yeah.
So in Christmas Vacation, all the family comes over.
The mom, right?
Ellen. She starts smoking in the kitchen, and then her mom's like, "Are you smoking?" She's like, "No."
Yeah.
it's my favorite moment.
Yeah.
Cuts the lettuce.
Yeah, it cuts the lettuce. That's
She chops a cabbage. Yeah.
So good.
Oh, it's so good.
Did you watch that without me, too?
No.
I know that's your thing these days.
No, I haven't. I watched one thing without you.
No. You did another one.
What?
It was last year. This was a repeated offense. A thing we were meaning and holding off to watch together. We'll move on. Mel and I are on edge, and you guys get to hear it.
Okay. What I was going to say is that your move, Dustin, mm-hmm. would be to leave during a holiday function to go get something.
But that's because I'm bored.
I'm not
with our family.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Okay, yeah.
Because you would be like, "Oh, we're out of eggnog. I'm going to go get some."
Yeah.
And then you go like, "Oh, the kids want to go to the skate park. I'm going to the skate park."
Yeah.
Which I appreciate because you're getting the kids out of the house.
Sounds like I'm being pretty helpful if you ask me. Sounds like I'm bored and I'm getting something done that benefits other people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Coffee run. I'm going to go.
There's nothing I hate more. This is not our house. Our house is a different thing. There's nothing I hate more than just hanging out at a house. I hate it. Like, "All right, everybody's here." You're like, "And doing what?"
Yeah, so then
we're just going to sit around?
Are you
leave?
Leave.
That's the game I create.
You can leave with yourself or with others.
The game I'm playing is, how do I leave?
Will Dad come back?
Yeah.
It's an escape room.
Yeah, I was going to say, Christmas, family holidays is the ultimate escape room.
I remember when Joel was born, our firstborn child.
Yeah.
And you had a week off. And by the end of the week, you were like, "I'm going to go get stamps. We're out of stamps."
Out of stamps. Ooh, that's a specific one.
Yeah, we were all like, "Why?"
Yeah.
We don't need any stamps. But you're like, "I'm going to go get them."
Yeah. No, when you think about it, the family gathering at the holiday is kind of the original escape room.
Escaping dicey conversations.
Yeah.
Awkward moment.
Yeah.
You got to be so strategic and it's a puzzle to get out of every bad conversation.
Yeah. No, you walk in, you start putting together clues, and you're like, "Okay, I don't want to talk to my uncle about the vaccine."
So then you pivot.
Yeah.
And you talk to, usually we just hang out with the kids, like any children.
Yeah.
Like the teens.
Yeah, the kids are a good hang. Yeah.
Maybe there's like a frisbee or a horseshoes or
it's crazy.
A movie on.
Yeah. Well, because the family, like the holiday family gathering is taking everyone that you muted on Facebook this year and putting them in a room. It's the ultimate escape room. And mixing booze.
Yeah, and like the highest of highs and lowest of lows, which is like Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Or Christmas.
There's nothing like getting together.
All the feelings.
There's nothing like getting together and hearing your out of shape uncle go on a rant about how the vaccine is killing young athletes. And you're looking at him and you're going, "I don't think you got to worry about this one, Uncle Jim. What are you worried about it affecting your fantasy football numbers? This doesn't. It's a crazy, the whole."
All right, let's talk about inflation.
The whole premise of the whole premise of the family gathering is just so stressful. I know, I understand that and I'm not against it. It's just a lot.
A lot of personalities, a lot of different personalities.
Well, it's mm-hmm. taking a bunch of people you would never choose to hang out with and forcing you together and their kids. And you got
their significant other.
And there's a kid over there with an itchy sweater and grandma's eczema's acting up. And
someone's like coughing way too much.
Someone always brought a sick kid.
Someone's having an accident in the corner. The cat's throwing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's.
Yeah. There's a toddler and an uncle peeing their pants. Someone got a little.
Someone is not being supervised.
Someone
I'll
got
tell
a little
that.
Drunk yeah. and forgot that technically she's related to you.
And then you throw gifts in.
Yeah.
And like food.
Yeah. And then there's always the topper when like one of the family, one of the grandparents is like really old, goes yes. on like something like, well, I don't know how many of these I got left. Like there's always like a great grandparent that puts it all into perspective. And is like wrestling with their mortality.
Yeah. They're like, this is probably my last Christmas.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm just looking for a AA battery. For my kid's toy and for your oxygen tank.
And then you have to talk about like your childhood and growing up.
Yeah.
And then you're like, cool, I'm still that 8-year-old that XYZ.
Adam, yeah.
You're like, I'm glad you've always remembered me that way.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, there is always, yeah, there's always
traumatic
one.
Dramatic storytelling.
There is always one who reminds you of, like, the worst memory of your life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that one year you cried?
Yeah, you're like, I don't remember it that way.
Yeah. Remember the one day, that year you cried during your Christmas recital? Jeez. I'd rather not.
That was a really fun moment for me.
Actually, you know what? We have it on VHS. Let me pop it in, because this is the one home that still has a VHS tape. Anyways, Merry Christmas, everybody. Hope you're having a good time with the family. Let's get to some face.
Let's do a coffee run.
Let's get to... Someone needs eggnog. Okay, so let's... thank you. You guys have been leaving a lot of reviews. Thank you, everybody. Like this one right here. This is from iTunes Fan 24.
Oh, hey. Negative
VHS.
Yeah, everyone loves iTunes.
Yeah. 5 stars. Great fun. Dustin and Melissa are fun companions for any long walk. There we go. Road trip or simple sit on your couch. Silly and authentic, they're truly relatable and entertaining for all ages. Their conversations are honest and fun and a great example of a beautiful marriage and family. Aw. They genuinely care about their fans and cultivating a community, which is pretty dope. I did not see the word dope coming there. This pod is a great example of how great comedy doesn't have to be crude. Definitely would recommend it. Listen, thanks, iTunes Fan 24. That's really nice.
That is so nice.
That is definitely someone our age who, like, mm-hmm. went to college. So, like, all the words were good, and then they're like, dope. I was like, that is dope. Yeah, yeah, dope. Dope and ghetto. Those were words that were thrown around. Good, dope, ghetto. That's ghetto.
Yeah.
Dude, that's dope. It's hella dope.
What's funny is...
So
hella dope. So Sacramento of you.
Bro, hella dope. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was the Bay Area. I didn't know that that came out of the Bay Area until Arthur Gauss. He's a comedian. Has he been on the pod? He's a comic. He's from SF, and he said, like, hella came out of, like, the NorCal.
Yep. That's it.
Totally.
Yeah, and chill. I think calling things chill is definitely like Southern California.
That feels SoCal. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
But hella is for sure a Northern Cal.
So then you meet in the middle in Bakersfield and things are hella chill.
That's it. That's it.
That's what they say, Bakersfield.
Bakersfield.
Hella chill.
Oh, this is hella chill.
Oh, my
I forgot
gosh.
About hella.
I forgot about that too. Yeah. Well, because I don't think. Like
don't you remember when I was
ghetto used to be an appropriate word?
I think it is now.
Yeah, no, I don't think you should say it anymore.
No,
but it
shouldn't say it.
No,
now.
Yeah. Our kids, there was like a little jingle bit going around that they used to say, and it was like, "I'm in the ghetto, cha cha cha," like gunshots, and I was like, "No, like,
yeah, it's,
you guys can't
it's,
repeat
it's
that."
Not a, it's not a phrase you say anymore. But if you
but
recall,
for some reason in the early 2000s,
senior year. I'll never forget this. This shows how like young we were when we were dating. When we've been together so long, one of my friends from high school, Josh, I kind of disappeared senior year, and like and junior year, and like I would show up every once in a while at a football game, and Josh had met you before, and I was with a group of people, and they're like, Dustin, where you been? You know, because I was like. I was really involved freshman, sophomore year.
Yeah.
And then I was like, hey, I'm going to go grow up. Peace, guys. But then I would be in jazz band in the morning. Then I would go to football games and stuff. And we were at this little, like, gathering or whatever. I don't remember the whole group. And they're like, what's up with you, Dustin? What is going on? Like, you got like a girlfriend or like you don't even go here anymore. And I was like, yeah, I'm dating this girl. It would have been my junior year because you were still in school. And she goes to
Stadium.
Uh-huh. And Josh had met you. And they're like, is she cool? And Josh was like, yeah, she's hella cool. and she had met you.
High praise.
He'd met you one time for like 30 seconds. He's like, yeah, she's hella cool.
I needed that today.
Yeah. I know. You know what's, there's a really great injustice and to our life with this podcast. And one of the things that I appreciate about so much about the Facebook group, which you guys should totally go join in the, is that it is hella cool, man. No, it's very funny. We've got our episode title. Christmas is hella cool. I just did. I'm getting $100 off your pay this week. That people, you get to see people interacting with a pod. Like, there was a thing this week where somebody mm-hmm. put in the Facebook group, they're like, we love the Christmas music. And we always do that thing when we weren't getting emails. We're like, are people listening to this? I know thousands of you are, but yeah. I don't interact with you. Yeah. So I love the Facebook group. Yeah. And also, mm-hmm. I you know, I get people coming to shows and coming and saying that how much they love the podcast and how much it means to them. And you don't get that, and that sucks. But people really do love and appreciate you, and they tell me about it a lot.
That's nice.
You know?
Yeah, well, I think it's one thing to write a review. It's one thing to email. But if you've already bought tickets, you're at the show.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, no, we're fans. We listen to the pod.
Yeah.
Weekly. And you're like, oh, my gosh.
Well,
someone's out there.
Yeah, you know? No, and I think it's great. You know, it's, Mark, our patron. He was at the Pittsburgh show because, mm-hmm. He got his meet and greet because he's the, you know, Tamara gets hers next weekend. And if you're at a certain level of Patreon, then you get the pre-show meet and greet. You just come hang out in the green room for a few minutes. And we were talking. And mm-hmm. I like it because I'm like, we're all just normal human beings out here, man. We're all... Mm-hmm. And Mark has a big background in like AV tech, so we started talking about camera and sound stuff, and his eyes got big, and hockey, and those are his things right there. So
that's awesome.
Oh wow, but we'd be good friends.
I know, that's true. No. Yeah, that's
hey that. Mark.
Hey, yeah.
Hit me up on the Facebook.
Yeah. Mark's real. He's on Twitter a lot. So.
Oh, I got off that.
Oh yeah, X.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mark. You and Andy would. You guys got a lot in common.
Yeah.
You talk ducks, penguins. Penguins have my favorite logo in all of sports.
Ooh.
Can you put it on that screen right there?
Mm-hmm. I can.
There's a couple. I don't know if this. Can we put these on the YouTube?
It'll be up.
I have two favorite logos in sport, and they're both hockey logos. What I've realized in sports, we're off the rails. It doesn't matter. What I like is I like a simple animal interacting with the sports thing in some way. Like... I like that it communicates the team and the sport, the mascot in the sport in some way. I'm very simplistic.
This is so specific.
It's so specific. Do you have it? It's gonna be here in a second. It's well because my two, and then he'll be able to do this.
That penguin is ice skating.
I don't know why. And then give me the sharks. Okay. What I love is an animal. Interacting. I don't know. It's so stupid.
I like that logo.
I love it. And I like this one a lot too. I like and this one is the shark.
Very pointy.
It's the shark. Uh-huh. Yeah. Biting the shark. It's so stupid. I like a penguin with a little hockey stick.
He's cute but fierce.
I talked to Graham about this. Yeah, mm-hmm. I like a penguin with a little hockey stick, and I like a shark biting.
And they both have triangles.
To me,
wow,
it's a brilliant design.
It is.
Yeah, these logos have held on for a while. Yeah,
it's the 90s, so it's very 90s. And you don't see what you don't see in football. Like, I like also like the New York Mets that have a mascot that is a baseball head. It just shows to the freaking ridiculous. Let your logo also communicate. I can't think of a football logo that has the football in it.
That's a really good point.
Or a
it
baseball
should.
Logo that has the baseball in it.
Well, the Mets did have the ball in the mitt.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Oh, the Brewers. Give me the Brewers.
That's
Brewers.
The Brewers.
Yeah.
trying to think if the Padres, if the Friar is holding a bat. I don't know.
That kind of counts.
Yeah, that's kind of an old school one. The Brewers. Now, the problem with the Brewers is it doesn't communicate brew, the like actual Brewers in any way. But it is a little baseball thing. But you can, my favorite two logos in sports are the San Jose Sharks and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Anyways, Mark, this is for you. Thanks for coming out to the pod, everyone. Milwaukee, we were rescheduled. Or we got a new date coming soon. I haven't gotten to dates. Guys, we got to do dates.
Yeah,
and then
do dates.
So many. A bunch added. A bunch added, everybody. Dustin's getting to work.
That's right.
If anything, I need to be touring more, I think, is what I've been thinking.
Ideally.
New Year's Eve, Indianapolis, 12/29 through 31, baby. And then in January, 13th, 14th, Brooklyn, 18th through 20th, Kansas City, 21st, St. Louis, 25th through 27th, Philly. And then in February, Portland, D.C., Grand Rapids, March, Spokane, Seattle, April, Syracuse, just got added, 4, 5 through 6, at the Syracuse Funny Bone. The next weekend, this just got added as well, Rutherford, New Jersey, April 12th through 13th. May, Fort Collins, Colorado. That's supposed to be a great club. Have you been to Fort Collins?
No.
It's like an hour outside of Denver. I'm sure your extended Hoagland crew has,
through it, but...
Also just added, May 31st and June 1st, Des Moines, Iowa, coming back, baby. And then we got Naples, Tampa, Dania Beach, San Diego. This just got added, Huntsville, 718. We got more coming. We got Chicago coming on sale soon. We got Omaha going in August. Salt Lake working on it. There'll be more. Here's the thing about industry, not industry, reps and managers. They have stopped working. What they like to do is they like to send their clients out for all of December. And then they like to shut down right around Halloween. And then they'll
they're like, well, we booked you.
We booked
tour.
We booked you. So anyways.
Go work. Yeah.
You know, this kind of jumps off of our what we were talking about with the family gathering. Listen, we love family. We're close. We're close to some of our family members. Sorry, we don't need to get into specifics here. What you don't have to do anymore is every holiday tradition. There's a lot of things that I like about Gen Z, and one of them is their absolute anarchy to tradition. Gen Z will burn down anything they don't want to do. They're so committed to their happiness because they know it's all they have. Truly, like, they're like, college has failed me. The economy has failed me.
Yeah.
The government has failed me. Yeah. Healthcare has failed me.
Yeah.
All the institutions have failed me.
Big
CEOs
company.
Have failed me. Yeah. My parents have failed me. I'm just going to wear pajama pants every day.
Yep.
And just be happy. I love that for them.
Yep.
But they are really, I think, kind of pushing. And millennials, we're this kind of in between, right? Where we're like, there is part of us that's like old school, you know, get your work, go do your stuff.
Yes.
You see your family, the holidays, you do the thing. And then there's also part of us that's like, they do raise a good point.
Well, I think we were mostly raised by boomers.
Yeah.
You know? And so they're still like, you know, live in a cul-de-sac, own a home, you know, work really hard.
Yeah.
You know, eat everything on your plate.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what?
You know?
Yeah. You know why you're like 30s? It really like, I think, I don't even know the age. The reason that like 35 to 50 is your prime is because you're the most reasonable human on earth. Like, you know.
You're balanced.
You're balanced.
Uh-huh.
You know the good from your parents and the crap from your parents, and you see some of the Gen Z stuff behind you, and you go, that's ridiculous, but that's a good point. You're right. We should
still open-minded enough.
Exactly.
To have like a civil conversation.
But you're not so open-minded, the old phrase, that your brain falls out. But we were that too.
Yes.
There was an element of
still remember our 20s.
You still remember being... You're so committed to dogma in your 20s, and I know sometimes it doesn't feel like dogma because you're like, all right, we're young and we're like open-minded, we're liberal.
It's just so black and white.
And you're like, that's just a different dogma, FYI.
Yeah.
And because there's your counterpart is a 23-year-old like fundamentalist that exists too. Like they're all, it's all It's all dogma. It's all, you're so black and white in your 20s that you're 35 to 50. It's kind of a sweet spot mentally. Physically, it's awful. I hate every part of it. You know, every...
Loft beds are off limits.
I'm wearing a heart monitor right now.
I feel like it's actually like the survival era where he's like, I don't have time for any of it.
I think that's in part why.
Yeah. You only take in the good
crap.
Stuff.
You just got to cut the crap and just hustle and survive and breathe and try to make it out alive.
Yeah. Truly.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you have to prioritize deep breaths.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they are, I think, leading the charge, and some millennials as well, of like the, like, hey, it's not okay to, it's okay to not do every tradition.
So this is like a new one to us, I guess, is like not forcing your children to sit on Santa's lap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been hard on that since day one.
Yeah.
I'm like, we don't need to see more interaction than we need between an adult and a child. Yeah. I just don't.
Like a child that doesn't want to.
Yeah. And... Even like my family who wants to hug my kids.
Yeah.
If my kid refuses, I'm like, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then that's where like, do you want a hug or a high five or a handshake?
Listen, I've been on the road for 3 weeks. I'll sit on any lap that'll take me.
Just for the touch?
If your lap is available, I'm taking it. I am a lap dog right now. It's lonely out there. I don't know how many. I knew it was getting lonely because I was getting chatty with my Panera employees. Like, this lemonade's getting a lot of attention, huh? And they're like, yeah. They're like, there's caffeine in it. I'm like, I know. I want to talk more.
So what's up with you?
How long you been working here?
Do you even like this?
Yeah.
Which, what do you think about oatmeal only being available after...
Dude. Okay, so I was at...
You had an update?
Yes, I do have an update. Anyone who's watched my last special knows that this is a...
Nobody watched it. I'm just...
No, it's good. I laughed. No, hella people watched it. Call back. Got them back. I was at... I don't even know. I went to so many Paneras. I was at a Panera somewhere between Columbus and Pittsburgh. And
if you were in the Rust Belt Panera, you might have seen Dustin.
I Panera'd so hard. Sometimes people are like, hey, is that, do you get recognized in public or is that you? If you saw me at a Panera, it's me. If you saw me in an airport playing Pokemon Go, it's me. Like, these are the indicators. Anyways, I go, it was like one or whatever, and I was like, well, I was driving, so.
I just laughed.
Yeah, I was like, it's one.
Standing in line at a Panera playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I was like, just waiting for my thing. I never use, I hate a screen order.
Oh, I love it.
I know you do. I hate it because I'm like, that's more complicated. It's always slower. No one in that line knows how to use that thing. Nobody.
I love it.
And you can't blame someone who gets it wrong. You're like, who's responsible if this doesn't work?
Yeah. I'm not going to use it because I'm trying to get oatmeal after noon.
Yeah, you got to wine and dine.
I got to charm it up a little bit. I got to show a little shoulder. I got a little show a little heart monitor.
How's it going?
Everything's fine, guys. It's the precaution.
I think I feel bad when I'm ordering with the kids at like a Panera.
Right.
I'm apologizing. I'm like, I'm sorry. We don't have our stuff together. Nobody was ready for this.
Yeah, this was us at Dairy Queen last night. I'm like,
forgive us.
I was like, we're going to do 4 mini blizzards. And he's like, what kinds? I'm like, I don't know yet. But
just give us 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We'll sort this out.
Yeah.
With you.
But anyways, so I go there and I was like, can I get I don't like to just order it. I always feel like if I ask, I might get a little more. It's like, is there any way you can? I was like, is it possible to still get the oatmeal? And it was like, it was kind of the classic thing. They're like, I don't think we can do that.
You're breaking the company policy.
Which, you know, I try not to be. I was in the Delta Lounge the other day and I saw someone get like ugly with an employee. And it's just a good reminder of like what that looks like, you know, it's a bad look.
Yeah.
And I've done it and we've all done it, or maybe you haven't, but like The guy came in. He's like, I have a first class ticket. Like, I should be able to get in here. And
this reminds me of planes.
In Planes, Trains, and I bought a first class ticket. And in a,
but you have a coach
assigned. Yeah. Assignment. I don't want to. You know, I want to. But anyways, he's like, I have a first class ticket. And he goes like, and she's like, no, I'm sorry. The things have changed. Like, the policies have changed. And he, you could see him getting irritated. And he's like, look how many seats are in here. He's like, this is not. You can, and then she's like, I'm sorry, I'm unable to do this. I can't do it. And then he goes like, oh, you can do it. You're just choosing not to, which are words I have said. Maybe not as ugly as him. Yeah. Like, he like really started to get like irritated in that kind of like condescending way. Like, you can do it. You're just choosing not to do it. You can. And he was like, you can help me, but you're not going to.
Yeah, she could.
And he goes, she goes, I'm sorry, sir. But I have policies I have to enforce, and there are coworkers with me, and there are cameras everywhere. And I was like, oh, I actually really liked that. She's like, I can't just break the rules for you. Yeah, you know,
I don't want to put my job on the line. So
that's
you
what
can
you're
get
asking someone
here.
To do in that scenario.
Yeah.
Is to risk them getting in trouble. And you're like, do you think she wrote the Delta Lounge policies? You know,
she's like, I'm trying to accrue my miles so I can go on my vacation.
Yeah.
And what this guy is at this corporation.
Exactly. And what this guy is he feels dumb that he bought this ticket and he thought he got in. He couldn't. Now he's got to go freaking go to Pete's like the rest of the civilians, you know,
or pay like $50 to get in the lounge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you can't pay to get in anymore. No, that's one of the things. The Delta lounges have been pretty full, so they cut back who can get in.
Oh, my.
Listen, you fly this much, baby. It's not an issue. I'm all for it. I'm like, get them out. Make it the Dustin lounge.
Yeah, if you buy the credit card, I mean, if you pay for the credit card.
You know how much money we put on that credit card? Do you have any miles I've accrued? Yeah, it's,
anyway,
yeah, it doesn't matter, but.
Yeah, it's a bad look, especially over the holidays.
Especially over the holidays. Good callback,
like,
Mel.
Let's let these people live their lives.
Yeah.
They're just getting a paycheck.
Yeah.
And move on.
Yeah.
You know, that an older woman got in front of me. Like, we pulled up at the same time at Target, and it was like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, I'm going to be late. I either have to leave all my stuff or be late to pick up my kid from school because I let this old lady go in front of me. And it was the nice, you know, I have friends. I was like, hey, I'm going to be 10 minutes late.
Yeah.
Like, I let an old woman go in front of me at Target.
Yeah.
And it's just busy right now. It's just chaos out there.
Yeah, let this be your annual reminder to be nice to customer service reps and retail employees right now.
Yeah, they get the brunt.
Yeah.
The blunt of it.
I don't know.
Brunt.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to forget my words.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not their fault. You know, they're getting their, you know, $15 an hour.
It's not their fault your kid isn't potty trained yet.
Or you have to host a bunch of relatives.
Yeah.
It's not their fault.
It's not their fault that things are tense with your mom.
Yeah.
It's not their fault.
That you're reliving some childhood stuff that you don't want to.
Exactly. Take it easy on them. If anything, go have the cigarette on their break with them.
Give them a cigarette.
A new holiday tradition should be before you walk into any store, you have to have a cigarette or a cookie.
That
you get before you go in. Just be like, dude, chill out. Just
don't take this out on a minimum wage employee.
Yeah, they should stop playing Christmas music and just play like meditation music in the Target or whatever.
Waterfalls.
Just,
lull us all.
Yeah.
But I guess we won't buy as much. Target wants manic, frantic.
Are you saying that Target is a greedy corporation?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can't.
It's probably why a lot of rainforest cafes closed.
Yeah. Too ambient. Yeah. Yeah, take it easy on all these employees out here, man. It's tough. Melissa, I am always worried about internet safety.
Yeah, especially with our kids.
Especially for you. I'm worried about what you are looking at, which is why I want to get Bark put on your phone.
Oh, boy.
Your phone, your laptop. Your pager. I need to get Bark on
Bluetooth.
Your pager.
Yeah.
On your Bluetooth.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the little one in your ear.
Apple CarPlay.
As many of you guys know, we are parents. As many of you know, you all know we are parents.
Guys, we're parents.
We're parents. And internet safety is, I don't know if there's a thing that parents think about more anymore.
It is so important and so hard to keep track of.
Yeah. And thankfully, insert Bark Technologies. And then a hero comes along with Bark Technologies to monitor your kid's phone. And there's a new Bark phone, too. I didn't hit that. I missed that one. But before that, I was crushing that. That was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Bark Technologies is a friend of the pod, and we love them so much. There's a couple services that we've used with them over the year. The phone, the monitoring of your kid's phone, where they send you alerts and what they're looking at, and they have different levels and things, whatever it may be. It's fantastic. You're not spying on your kid. There's just certain things where Bart goes, hey, you might want to see this, and they show
check
it to
out
you
this tech.
And even better, simplify your life, ladies and gentlemen. Bark has a new phone.
That's right. And it doesn't look like a kid's phone.
No,
it's black.
No.
It's sleek. Phones and technology is improving, and this phone grows with your kid.
Oh.
So maybe your kiddo is, you know, kind of inching into like an Instagram account.
Yeah.
Or wants to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And you want to give him some training wheels to get there.
We recently let our kid get on Instagram, and it was because of Bark.
That's right.
We let our kid, because we're less concerned, and because he's 15 and we're done parenting. But so tell him, but we also, you know, we don't choose any sponsor for the pod. We like sponsors that makes sense and we use in our lives, and Bark is one of them, and the new Bark phone is something that we're really excited about, as well as Bark Technology is what we use constantly, and we have some promo codes and we have some details. Hit them, Melissa. Give them those sweet, sweet details.
All right. So you can manage screen time. You can block websites and apps. Mm-hmm. You can monitor text, email, YouTube, and 30 apps and platforms.
And he's excited.
You can get child psychologist advice and tips, even ways to approach kids when they mess up.
So how do they sign up? And how do they save some money, Melissa?
Let me tell you. if you click on the link in the show notes and enter Don't Make Me, all one word, Don't Make Me, you are going to get 7 days of a free trial for the Bark Premium subscription.
And?
As well as 15%
off for the lifetime of your subscription, baby.
That's right.
But I do like that there is that kind of movement of like also within your own family that we were like, we were just kind of talking about that. You're like, are we going to do gingerbread houses this year? Are we? Yeah, we usually do. Or, you know, like, for example, you had to cut out cinnamon rolls because this guy got a day. He can't do dairy
can't
anymore.
Can't do dairy.
It's too bad. That's so good.
Yeah, we've had a bit of a discussion on food because we can't decide. And just every year it's just got to look a little different.
Yeah.
But you do have to like pull the group.
Yeah.
And I think you have to decide who's pulling all the weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's going to make the ribs or the casseroles or the desserts. And you go, like, can they do that this year?
Right, right.
Do we need to switch this? Like, sometimes we see a movie on Christmas.
Right. But we don't have to.
But we don't have to.
Here's the thing that our kids bring up every year. They're like, we open a gift on Christmas Eve every year. And I'm like, I don't think we do. But they say we do.
And then sometimes maybe you do like a family gift.
Yeah.
Or like a game.
A board game, which I think the pandemic killed board games. I think we got all the board games we did.
I can't play games anymore.
Well, yeah, this has been documented in our book.
So
Mel starts, this was the breakdown we did. This is so that we have five people in our group, and everyone has a different bad response to games. Mel starts questioning, like, the rules.
Yes.
On brand.
Yeah. Joel's too competitive. Joel, like, takes the losses bad.
Too hard. Right,
too hard. Yeah. I'm trying to remember what the full breakdown was. Gloria cheats.
Yes. You get mad at everyone?
I get mad at everybody.
Start lecturing?
Yes. I get mad at everybody for not enjoying themselves.
Yeah. And then Claire can't handle losing.
And then Claire cannot take a loss.
Yeah. And that's just not a fun family.
It's better to scatter the family than to play Scattergories. It's best to,
I've been tempted because there's like these influencers now that are doing these new games online. Like Hungry Hippos, where you like gather cotton balls or like somebody holds your leg.
Yeah.
And marshmallows. And I'm just like, I'm tempted
to try it.
I'm tempted to try a new game night. And I'm just like, why am I doing this?
You've never enjoyed a game in your whole life.
No,
you don't like playing them. You don't like watching them. Nope. You don't like being around them.
It's not for me.
You like a beer at a Padres game. That's what the only type of game that you can handle. You like,
I guess,
79 degrees, the sun on you.
Best stadium in history.
And also a baseball game happens to be on. You're not competitive like that.
I'm not. I think if you grow up in a big family and you have competitive siblings, like eventually you just become like numb to it.
Yeah.
Or you're like, I'm just going to float on the ceiling.
Yeah, well,
to get through this.
Listen, when Mel dies and we embalm her, we're actually going to do eyes open, rolled back.
My natural stance.
Just so we know how her most comfortable. She's going to look like the Undertaker.
Over this.
Yeah.
This game sucks.
Mel rolled her eyes on life and peace out.
Just like... The game of life.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm all for getting...
It's my problem. I'll be honest. It's my problem.
I'm all for getting rid of, you know, I'm all for figuring out the stuff. Well, I mean, that's the Santa thing. And listen, parents, we're going to talk about Santa for a little bit. So if you want to... Santa warning. This is the thing that you have to do on, you know, on anything. Yep. Santa warning.
Mm-hmm.
It's very funny.
Santa warning.
Santa discussion warning, everybody. Get ready. Santa discussion warning. Do what you want. Like, there's always some kids and some parents that are always, like, rushing to, like, I learned him the truth, and you gotta... My theory on your kid believing in Santa is very similar to that of potty training, which is they'll figure it out eventually. And if they don't... There are bigger problems at hand.
Yeah, I like that. I think it just depends on the kid, too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them will enjoy their childhood longer than others.
Yeah.
And kind of the magic of it.
We have a kid who kind of knows, is kind of in between, you know, and that's fine. It's great. Great. I think, but Gloria, our middle kid, did the same thing. Had a year where she knew, but it's fun.
Yeah.
That was your mom's. I think that this is the best stance.
It's one of my mom's best takes was Santa.
Yeah.
Like a Santa reel. And she goes, he's fun to think about.
That's perfect. That is the perfect response. I love that. He's fun to think about, you know?
And I do think like we have like a snooper, you know, someone that's going to like.
Yeah.
Climb into our closet and look around, and you're like, there's this phrase some mom uses, like, enjoy the magic or something like that. Like why you saw a Target sticker on your gift, like,
yeah,
well, do you want to have magic or not?
Yeah,
like, don't go in the closet.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah,
the surprises, like, just enjoy the magic.
You want to go snooping?
I don't,
yeah,
but I get
you hate gifts.
There, here we go again. New episode title, Mel Hates Games and Gifts.
Mel.
So, if you don't want to find out the magic, you know, like, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. I want to hear.
I'm going to be honest.
Somebody asked me the other day, like, do you and Mel exchange gifts? And I was like, I stopped trying. It's not a fun thing for you.
I stopped trying, too. Okay, so I actually feel... We said this on the Patreon Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm killing it with gifts because I'm going like a secret Santa strategy, which is like favorite snacks, favorite candy. I'm like easy, like grocery store stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's how I'm surviving gift giving this year.
Right.
Is like, oh, well, you always like this, so I'm just going to give you that. Because I get very overwhelmed with gifts, and I would prefer an experience over a gift.
Right.
Or I'd prefer to pick out my gifts because I just come from a really practical family.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you get them what they asked you to get them, like, there's not a lot of, like, excitement.
Right.
Because, you already knew you picked it out. And two, like, maybe I'll use it, hopefully. Like, that's usefulness.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the non-gifts person approach on this.
Absolutely.
For the rest of the world, we're like, no, I wanted that. I asked for that. I'm happy I got that. Now I'm going to enjoy having it. The reason that I asked for it is because I wanted to have it. And now I have it. And now I get to enjoy having it.
Well, I think we pick out things that are so cheap and practical that they're not exciting to get. Like, they would just show up on a box from Amazon. So you're like, yeah, cool. But that's why I'm an experienced person.
Yeah.
Like I said, no, I want to go to New York, you know, because we were going to go last January and then we ended up going in September. But the whole point was
right.
New York. That's what I want to do. I want
right.
I want to travel with
you. I can't
you.
Take you to New York for Christmas.
No, but I it was on the books.
Right.
You know, like, so that's why I would rather, I don't know. I'm sorry.
No, there's
I'm
nothing to be sorry about.
Person.
No, no, no. I don't think you're alone. I think a lot of people feel this way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just a. I'm also like, I'm almost 40. I'm not dying to open something Christmas morning. I'm not like, it's not like the kids kind of want you to have some stuff. And I think
yeah.
that's nice, but you're mm-hmm. like, I don't know. This doesn't do much for me, you know?
Well, the thing is. Like, our son makes some money, so now he wants to give.
Which is very sweet, yeah.
Which is really sweet. And I told him, I was like, you being around is a gift.
Yeah.
You know, I'm actually, this month has been so hard for me because he only has 3 semesters of high school left.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
that hit you like a ton of bricks, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, he has to grow up and leave. And yeah. I'm not handling that well.
No. We got in a fight last night, and I was like, it really caught me off guard. Like, and it was like something that was a date thing and trying to figure out something to hang out with some people. And then this, you kind of went like redlined. And then when you kind of came back to earth, you were like, Joel only has 3 semesters left. And I was like, what?
I'm not well.
I think that's one of the things that parents, and probably moms in particular, yeah. are just like, oh my gosh, this is like...
The passage of time.
Yeah.
I'm like literally crying.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Well, it's not the passage of time. I think everybody feels
the passage.
It's the childhood. It's the...
childhood is ending.
Yeah.
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 Well, and Christmas will bring that out.
Well,
you are too eye crying right
sorry.
Now. No, don't be. Why are you saying sorry?
When your 16 and a half year old son is like, I want to get you a gift for Christmas. And I'm like, I just want you to be around. That's a gift for me, you know? So he brought it out of me.
It's really sweet, babe.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
There's. Would didn't you stop
cry.
Apologizing?
I love my son.
Hate games. Love my son.
Hate playing games with him. Nah, he's hella cool.
All right. Where do we go from here? I'm a mess. Sorry. I will stop saying sorry.
Yeah.
I don't think people are like, I want to watch Mel cry on a podcast.
I disagree. No, I think that is the melancholy part of Christmas is it's an annual tradition, and so you see pictures of their years past. You see of like, oh, this is what this looked like when they were this age, this age, this age, this age.
Yeah.
And it is just like a more so than any other holiday, really more so than any other time of year. You just...
It's reflective.
It's very reflective. Yeah. And then you hit a new year, too, and you're like, oh, my gosh. Like, you know, it's a very, very melancholy time, and I think it's very normal. And, mm-hmm. you know, we're in the, like, latter half of a teen's years.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. you know, now they're Gen Z's, never moving out, but, like, they...
If one would, it would be him.
Yeah.
You know? Like, and I don't mean stereotypes or...
He's just very independent.
Meant to be broken, but, like, I expect our daughters to be around more as young adults than our son.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe that won't happen. Maybe it will.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know, but this is funny because I've had this cry in years past and you Absolutely. Have not.
Yeah, you used to cry on Christmas because the kids are growing up. And I'm like, I can't go there with you. Like, yeah. I don't feel it. But I'm feeling it now.
Wow, we got into the last hour. Yeah.
I know. Well, you can't decide when it's going to hit you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like on a podcast or.
You can't control that. Yeah.
You know, you can't. This is a reflection that I've been trying to have lately of you can't control your own feelings. Why are you trying to control other people's feelings? You can't right. even, you don't even get your own down. Why,
I think that summarizes Christmas and the holidays.
Yeah.
Like more feelings.
Yeah.
Less time, more feelings, mm-mm. less sleep, more stress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very special.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to go anywhere else on this podcast. I think this is a nice, sweet, sentimental, honest way to end the podcast. So love you. You're doing a good job with Joel.
Thanks.
Really good job. You know, he's lucky to have you. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks. Want to give a special shout out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. Ooh, that's $25 up a month. That's a big money right there. What you get is you get a special shout out on this podcast at the end right now. So, first up,
April Griffiths.
Adam Bush.
Allison Nelson.
Bonnie Galindo.
Carrie Teague.
Caroline Crimmins.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Damaris Diaz-Stevens.
Dan and Chelsea Morrell.
Daniel Owens.
David and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Isaac Teron.
Jason White.
Jennifer Ashley Downs.
Jessica Handhurand.
Joshua and Nikki Platt.
Jordan Lara.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Matt and Sam Slazdom.
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt.
Nicole Carroz.
Rachel Wilson.
Rachel Kennedy.
Robert and Nellie Capin.
Stephen Menya.
And Tiffany Payne. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank bam, bam, you. Bam, 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 bam.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.